Hard On Podcast, the podcast is not about length. Here with me is Jay Leonard. I'm Sean Barnes. You made it out alive.
Huh?
You made it out alive.
Of what?
You and everyone else.
Out of where?
That stormed Area 51 today.
Oh, yeah. I did. And then I got back here. I hauled ass back here.
Yeah, you took a red eye. That's why we're recording at fucking midnight.
Well, it's not midnight.
It's also 11 o'clock.
Though. It's also not May 16th, 2019.
Right.
Huh. But if I could go back, I would say the stories I have to tell you. From 4 months ago.
Yeah, today was the day.
It was the day. Did you hear anything?
There was a clip of a guy Naruto running on like CNN. Did you see that?
No.
No, there was... Just like a news reporter. Guy just runs in the background. Because people did go. People went. So according to the CNN article, entitled, "There were thankfully less alien enthusiasts than authorities expected. There were arrests and a Naruto runner." That's in a CNN headline.
Yeah. Yep. They got to say a Naruto runner.
Yes. In Rachel, Nevada. Okay. "The day we had all been waiting for was finally here, but it wasn't as exciting as expected, and that's probably for the best. 2 million people had pledged to storm Area 51, the military air base in Nevada, on Friday to, quote, see them aliens."
Yeah. Let me see them aliens, girl.
Let me see them aliens. "Instead, many of the 3,000 or so people that showed up in surrounding areas decided against storming the mystifying location, according to the sheriff's office. They did threaten that they were going to storm," Lincoln County Sheriff Kerry Lee said. "Once officers warned them about the consequences for storming the base, they did have second thoughts."
Yeah, death.
"There was one alcohol-related arrest, and a Canadian citizen was also arrested for indecent exposure." I want an alien to see my dick.
Yeah.
I want to show this alien my dick.
There he goes. Homeboy right there fucked a Martian.
Homeboy fucked a Martian once. "One woman came close to crossing, and she was briefly detained."
Crossing what?
"And released at the scene."
Crossing what?
That's all it says was close to crossing.
Crossing over?
To the other side?
Yeah.
With John Edward.
Yeah.
Crossing over. The sheriff said the Nevada Highway Patrol had also made a couple of arrests. "Come look see. The crowd was very manageable for emergency services. Adding it was nowhere near the number of people initially expected."
There you go.
So, did you see pictures from the day?
No.
There were literally like a crowd of a few thousand people just kind of lingering by the one lamppost that's by a gate. And there's you just see officers just standing there like pretty much saying like, "I fucking dare you."
Yeah.
Pretty much being like,
"Yeah,
I'm going to be here anyway.
You don't want these hands."
Yeah, no, you don't want. Like, you will get shot. You know, and then this one girl just like crossed the line a little bit, and they like grabbed her and like, "Listen, are you gonna be that bitch? Just fucking get the fuck out!" And they let her go.
They
like,
gave
that
little,
was it.
I bet you they gave her a little bit of an extra squeeze too, like when they had her. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They grab her and they squeeze a little extra hard, and they're like, "Hey, ma'am, we're gonna need you to go ahead and cross the fucking line, the fucking street." And then she's like, "Ow!" And they're like, "Yeah,
it's like that.
I just pinched you, stupid asshole,
stupid mother.
We can kill you. It's on the paper I have here. It says murder these idiots. Murder them where they stand. Kill them in front of all the rest of their soft friends with their stupid mustaches." The greatest generation would not have let this go. Like, my grandfather's generation would have been in there. If they said they were going to do it, they would have done it. They beat the Nazis, all right?
Right.
They would have been like, "We're going to take it." And then at the gate, there would have been 3 million people there. And they would have said, "Listen, we're all not going to make it through here." And they would have been okay with it. Like,
right.
So
well, that's how you take Normandy.
That's how you take Normandy.
Those kids knew they were going to die.
That's how you take Groom Lake.
And that's how you take Area 51.
Yeah, man. You have to accept your life being collateral damage and a price for a greater good.
Right.
Right.
The needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
Yes.
And we need to see them aliens.
We need to see them. Yeah.
See them aliens.
Show me them aliens.
Show them to me.
It's so disappointing.
Really?
Because, well, it turned into,
you wanted chaos?
Well, yeah, 100%.
You wanted the 2 million or whatever people said they were?
A little piece of me. He's got a little bit of Joker in him.
Sure.
Like, yeah, I want the chaos. I want the chaos. I want to turn on CNN when I go home and have Wolf Blitzer crying like, they just opened fire. I want that.
Panic. Want, yeah. That's how we start with them.
Yeah. Panic in Groom Lake tonight. Thousands are dead.
We're live in Nevada.
As close as we can get.
Speaking of close as you can get it.
These boys are firing.
Wolf Blitzer's beard is as close as you can get to your face without it to have it still be considered a beard.
I saw him in the ground level of the CNN building in New York. Mm. There was a breakfast place, and I saw him there one morning getting breakfast. Uh-huh. And I was getting breakfast, and I was like, that's Wolf Blitzer. Look at that beard. And I don't get starstruck, but that moment, I was like, I want to touch that moment. Because it was
Wolf
so...
Wolf Blitzer. Yeah.
Wolf Blitzer.
Thanks.
Good for you.
Thank you.
It was he's got a strong beard. And he looks like a Wolf Blitzer. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, if you put him in a lineup of other people, and I'd never seen him before, you said,
wolf.
Tell me who was Wolf Blitzer. I'm like, what's that guy?
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah, at least he has a 50-50 shot. In a room full of, like, 8 to 12 convicts. You could pick him out. It's between him and one other guy. Mm. And the other guy would look like a carnival worker.
Right. Like, yeah, that guy could be Wolf.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he had transient parents, made bad decisions.
But if you heard the last name, like, oh, it's Blitzer. Oh, okay, yeah, it's that guy.
Yeah.
If it was like Wolf Shooting Star, it's like, oh, no, that's the other.
Yeah, Wolf.
That's the carnival worker.
Carnival season's done.
It is. You know what? Actually, the Texas State Fair kicked off this week.
Well, it's because it's 106 degrees down there still.
Right.
You can really stretch it out.
But here's my point. Why do I know that? I live in New York.
It's a Wolf Blitzer.
I don't give a fuck.
Are we tying this all in?
No, but like it was on the local news. That was the local news story. The local news story this week was that Big Tex or whatever the big, you know, the really big cowboy that's at the Texas State Fair. And, like, waves and talks and shit. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Not at all.
Okay. They have, like, a mascot for the Texas State Fair.
Is he a person or a robot?
No, it's, like, a big... It's like this thing's, like, 20 feet tall.
It's a robot?
Yeah. It's, like, a big thing, and I think it waves, and I think it, like, there's, like, a speaker in its mouth,
it's
and so, it, like, talks
it,
and stuff.
Its mouth move? So
I don't
like,
think
hello,
so.
Yeah, that like
howdy.
Yeah, but it's
welcome
just...
to the Texas State Fair. Can you find so you can know what I'm talking about?
No.
No.
No, the theater of the mind is working overtime right now.
I want you to see
it
this.
It looks
thing.
Like in my head right now it's like a Tim Burton movie. It's shot super low and
yeah,
lit
yeah.
from the top and it just looks sinister.
Right, right.
As
the
shit.
Sun just peers over its giant hat.
Yeah.
And then it comes to life.
Yeah.
That's the movie.
Who's the kid?
The kid that comms the robot?
Yeah. Well, the kid. The,
is it a robot come to life? Or is it like, well, like a Pinocchio situation?
It's a robot come to life, but at the beginning, the kid has to discover it, right? So what happened was, is.
There's a kid.
There's a kid.
Okay.
And the kid's.
How old is this kid?
The kid is 8.
That's good age.
And he goes to the fair for the first time at the very beginning of the movie.
Just moved to Texas.
Right.
From Arizona.
Yes. No. Up north. Massachusetts. They're from like
totally
Worcester.
New world to him.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he goes down there. He's
super
8 years
white
old.
Kid.
First, yeah. Dad got a new job.
Mm-hmm.
Dad, mom,
right.
And that's it. He's a, it's a
building the wall.
It's a nice.
Yeah.
So they go down there. Beginning of the movie, as it opens, that's what it is.
Right.
Right. So it's this kid, and they're there. Right. Uh-huh. And he sees this thing, and he's like, "What's the kid's name? Give me the kid's name."
Emil.
He's like, "Emil, look, this is Big Tex," and gives him the whole thing, and he's like, "Cool." He's kind of afraid of it, right? And Big Tex does the whole thing. Welcome to the Texas State Fair, right? And then
howdy,
right? And then they're on their
howdy.
Way. Cut to quick, super quick montage. Gravitron, cotton candy, bumper cars, mom and dad and kids having fun eating hot dogs. Blah, blah, blah.
Sure. Gravitron again. Throws up.
Yep. Exactly. Yep. Cut to end of the night. Cars coming out of the parking lot. Right.
Uh-huh.
Getting onto the highway. Dad's driving. He's like. crazy driver. And Karen's like, stop it. Would you stop swearing? He's like, the boy's asleep. Don't worry about it. And then he gets into a car accident and the dad dies.
I see where you're going.
Credits.
Yeah.
Wake up.
Yeah. Opening credits.
Emil's 9.
Right. It's a year later.
Yeah. It says 1 year later.
Oh, yeah.
Mom's like,
yeah.
Mom's like, honey, come on. We're going to go to the fair. He's like, I don't want to go to the fair. I'm never going to go to the fair again. She's like, come on. We'll just go to the fair. Dad would want us to go to the fair. Like, you know, he had a really, it was the last thing he did. He had a really good time. I think we should go.
Dad died at that fair, Mom.
Yes. Yes. She convinces him. They get to the fair.
He's a child. What else is
he? And she's like, and honey, there's Big Tex. And Big Tex is like, howdy, welcome to the Texas State Fair.
Right.
And then looks down and goes, Emil? And Emil's like, what? And it's his dad.
Right.
Who has taken over the specter of this giant cowboy.
Exactly.
And then, like, he goes to him for advice through his whole life. The rest of the movie is just every year he gets, like, 7 days.
Oh,
where
yeah.
he goes
so
he
can visit his dad
right.
every year
yeah. and
at the Texas State right. Fair.
And, but he has to talk like that, so he's like, I would marry that one, Emil. And then, like, at the very end of the movie, uh-huh. he shows up on his 35th birthday
uh-huh.
for the state fair, and Big Tex is gone. And Emil's like, where the hell is Big Tex? And they're like, oh, we dismantled him. I mean, like, you know, he'd been in place for, like, almost 60 years, and, you know, these things happen. But we're going to get a new one next year right. or whatever. Don't worry, kid.
Right.
You know? And he's like, no!
What did they do with him? What did they do with him?
You don't understand, Big Tex is my dad!
Look, we all feel like Big Tex is like our dad in some way, kid. And then there's this old carnival worker, and he's like, I know what they did with him.
Yeah.
Tex was my dad before he was your dad.
You want to take a piece of him? Take a piece of him with you. Go down to the rail yard tonight. 2 a.m.
Meet me in the rail yard at 2 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah, so who's the kid? Who plays the kid?
Who plays the kid?
Yeah, who plays the kid?
Because the kid gets older as the movie goes on.
Yeah.
So I would say, what, 3 actors play this kid?
Yep. Yep, adult. And it could be any actors throughout time.
Oh, shit. Okay. Macaulay Culkin plays the kid.
Perfect.
Plays young kid.
Yeah, of course.
And then middle kid, like teenager version.
Yeah.
Corey Feldman.
A little dark.
You think so? You said it was a Tim Burton movie.
Yeah. But I feel like there's a little piece of it. Like, we still need some wonder. Yeah, Corey Feldman is undeniably fucked up.
Gotcha.
And he looks like he's got fetal alcohol syndrome. So yeah, there's stuff going on.
He does
there.
Have issues.
I might go what's eating Gilbert Grape, Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, all right. I can.
You see that?
Yeah, I can see that. Yep. And yeah. then an adult Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Perfect.
Yeah, now who's the dad?
Who's the dad?
Yeah.
Shit. Fuck. Did you have somebody in mind?
I was going to go a middle-aged Robert Redford.
Oh.
Yeah.
A young-ish.
Yeah. Well, like wearing Redford. Like you know, he was always the kind of guy that wore like his jeans and his like shirt tucked into him. Uh-huh. When he was casual, you know, it was a casual time. The guy didn't own a hoodie, you know. It was right. always like the like a pressed dress shirt tucked into a pair of super tight jeans. Was right. pretty casual for
he
that
had
guy.
A lot of white V-necks.
Yeah, yeah, that's who I'm seeing. That's who I'm seeing.
Uh-huh.
You know,
kept his cigarettes rolled up in his sleeve.
God, this guy is driving like a maniac. And then the wife is definitely like late issue Jennifer Lopez.
Oh really?
Yeah, honey, come on, take it
easy. So like Jennifer Lopez now?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, who still looks like Jennifer Lopez.
Who still is? She's 50.
Yeah.
She's fucking 50, and now she's a stripper in a movie.
That's crazy.
And she looks fucking fantastic.
Yeah. Something's up there,
though. That's some shit.
The insides, they don't look as good.
Maybe A-Rod's cum contains some
My
sort of
God, Sean, we're a family podcast.
Well, they're making a family. Whoa. I'm just saying.
Wow. Hardcore.
A-Rod is the fountain of youth. I'm just saying. A-Rod's fountain
is... Creates youth.
Creates youth. Sure everlasting does. Youth.
Do you remember when they got him pooping? And look, somebody took a picture of him pooping and reading a magazine?
No.
Yeah, it was like last year. It was all over the internet. It was somebody in like in a building. I think he lived.
Oh, and there was like a window, and they
yeah.
were like,
You know, like, look at him. He sits on the can and reads magazines like all of us. And everybody's like, whoa, guys, come on.
I don't read magazines.
Come on, I'm pooping. Give me a break. Look at A-Rod pinching a loaf like everybody else. Even billionaires bend fresh biscuits. Yeah.
All right, so this Big Tex Jack Frost-esque movie that we've created.
Yes, with a little bit of Big Fish in there.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, with Ewan McGregor.
Yeah.
Right.
And Tim Burton.
And Tim Burton.
Yep.
Yep.
And a little Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Or Pee-wee's, uh-huh. Yeah, because that's kind of how I'm seeing, like, the carnival
that's
stuff.
That's the vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little, it's, like, bright but dull at the same time.
Yeah, a lot of harsh shadows.
Uh-huh.
A lot of, you know, like, Big Tex initially should look terrifying.
Right.
But then he turns into, like, what's that giant robot movie? Was it My Giant or Giant Robot?
Yeah, it's...
Iron Giant.
Iron Giant.
That's
yep.
it. Yeah, it's got a little touch of that.
Yeah.
But it's the old man. He's like...
I'm with it.
Yeah.
But Tex can't move. He's stationary. He has legs. It's
just
the biggest
joke. Just so you know, Emil, they can get pregnant.
he's having like father-son chats.
Yeah. Before you feel like you're going to pop, you should take it out anyway because...
Yeah. Clearly, I don't know what I'm talking about, son, since, well, you're here.
Also, I'm a 40-foot cowboy. What I wouldn't do for one more night of your mother's supple flesh.
Where is she, by the way? If you could just wear that low cut number.
Send her
by after hours.
Big dog got it eat.
Can other people hear him? That's the thing, right? Like,
well,
can other
maybe
people...
that's the reveal, is that, like, either we go the route of Emil being psychotic,
mm-hmm.
in this being a coping mechanism for him,
right?
That he releases,
and people
at the
like
end
over
the
years,
movie.
They're
yeah.
just like, oh my god, he's back every week. He, but yeah. at the same time, at the end of the week, he goes on, lives his life, totally normal life.
Yeah,
but for 1 week out of the year,
I kind of like
that
angle.
The state fair.
I like that angle, but then at the very end, like, we spend 10 minutes thinking this was a very touching story about a kid who like put his father's ghost in this big inanimate object because it was like this mm-hmm. traumatic experience. But then at the very end of the movie, the wink, the button is like, it's real. And then it's like credits.
Right.
You know, I like that. We should do that. We're going to make this movie. Yeah, we should do that.
Yeah, we should totally do that. And like at the very end of the movie, they have to haul him off,
mm-hmm.
like, because he's gone full blown psycho, and like he's like, no, dad,
yeah.
I know you're in there, and they're like, all right, son, you need to get out of here, and like the authorities have arrived, and his mom is there, and everything is like,
it's okay, baby, it's okay, mm-hmm. it's okay,
and then like as they take him away, he's in the back of an ambulance, and they're like leaving, and you can see. Like through the back of the ambulance window, shaky and shit. And then the last thing you know is like Big Texas, big fucking waving arm, just karate chops down to the ground and like takes out like the Ferris wheel or some shit. Because now Big Texas fucking pissed. You just took his son away.
Yeah.
He's like, listen, I was cool with living up this charade.
Yeah.
You know, for years because I could talk to my son. You just took my son away from me.
Oh shit.
I'm burning this fucker to the ground.
Wait, but do we make that the sequel, like Big Tex 2 Tex Rex?
And then he goes into Mexico. Tex-Mex.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
Tex,
like,
Flex.
Yeah.
Right.
Goes back in time. Tex Rex again.
Tex.
But with
Rex,
yeah.
tiny arms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Fights a T-Rex.
There you go.
So Tex is fighting a T-Rex.
Tex Flex on
yes.
a T-Rex.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
In Mexico.
In
Tex-Mex.
Tex Flex on a T-Rex in Mex. And he loves sex and he lounge on Lex.
Tex Sex. But that's the end of the movie. Is Big Tex just fucking obliterating everything. And the military has to come in and just fucking take him down.
Wow. Mine was heartwarming. Yours got painful.
Yeah, this one can be heartwarming until the very end.
Jesus. All right.
Why the fuck not?
I thought we could, like, maybe wink to it. Like when they put him back up the next year or whatever. Or when they're about to burn him, he's like,
Welcome to the Texas State Fair. I miss my son.
It was, or what? Just like,
what?
The voice changes for some reason. Because every year it's very happy. Like, welcome to the Texas State Fair. Yeah. And then the final is just like,
don't do this.
Welcome to the Texas State Fair. Big text whispering.
So this is it, Gary.
So this is it, huh?
Is you're gonna burn me? I burned to death once in my car with my wife and child.
Now watching.
Now you're going to do it again.
You asked for this. My time has come.
Big Tex 2, Tex Unleashed.
Yeah, you really don't want to see what Big Tex is now?
No. In my head, it's so much better. He looks like Bob's Big Boy.
I don't even know that that's his name, but I think it's Big Tex.
It is now.
The original point that I was trying to make is, why is this national news? Our local, it wasn't even like
after our 21-minute expose on our story treatment, now we're going to get back to the point.
Right. Okay. My point is, why is this local news? Mm. Why do I care?
Because there's nothing happening in upstate New York today.
But so I have to hear about the Texas State Fair.
Yeah.
I think Big Tex got new boots. Cool. That's the thing. That was the thing. The only reason I know what this thing even was, I had it because it was on an episode of King of the Hill.
Okay.
That's the only reason I even knew anything. I think they got inside his mouth.
Yeah.
Which, as we know from Tex Sex,
yeah,
the sequel,
yep,
he loves that.
The erotic reimagining. He loves it. Well, I was saying that carnival season is over because it is fall.
Yes.
And I'm having a hard time adjusting to it.
Well, it's not fall yet.
Sunday.
Got a couple days.
Monday.
Today's a Friday. It's the last weekend. Summer weekend.
I'm having a hard time.
And it's supposed to be nice this weekend.
I mean, I like it. Last year was the first year I looked forward to fall, if ever. Normally it depresses me. And I think it was because everybody was always going back to school and like leaving me behind.
Yeah.
It's all very depressing and just a lot of regret, you know?
Yeah, I get that.
The smell of fall means the smell of me fucking up.
Yeah, for so many people, it's like a new beginning.
And for me, it was just a new end.
Right.
It's the beginning of a never-ending cycle of self-hatred.
Uh-huh. But, like, this is when shit's supposed to start sucking again.
Yeah.
This moment.
Yep, this is it right here. But last year, I got really excited about it. I don't know why. I really liked every season last year. It was the weirdest shit. I just felt like, the fall is coming, and then, it's going to snow soon, and, spring is here. Everything that happened, for whatever reason, and I still don't know why, but this year I don't feel it. This year it's sort of, I'm back to that sort of morbidity of fall is coming.
Huh.
And,
is anything different in your life now than it was a year ago?
Yeah, definitely. I just don't know what. I think last year maybe it was because we were just starting the movie.
Oh, it's got to be it. Yeah. We were just we were deep in the thick of it. We started shooting on Labor Day.
Yeah.
Labor Day weekend. So, we were right in it.
Yeah.
So, there's a big project going on. There was a lot to be excited about. But now we're wrapping up in the summer.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet you that's it. I bet you that's a piece of it.
But think about it, man. There's so much to look forward to. We're going to premiere this thing.
I know. No.
Oh, it's going to be great.
I know. It'll be okay. But I don't know. I feel like this.
Well, it's every year, and I know everybody says the same shit. It's like, what happened? It goes so quickly. But, okay, did you notice the basketball at. This is random. But did you notice the basketball at the on ramp to. What am I trying to say? You know where Route 5S, nobody gives a shit, but you're going to know what I'm getting at. Why are you panning things around? Everybody was like, "Do you hear that in just your left ear?"
I just wanted to see something. Didn't work.
I just wanted to try something really quick.
Yeah, no, it's all right.
So,
basketball.
Yes. So you know where, if you're coming over the bridge on 5S to go down on Route 30?
Bridge on 5S to Route 30. No. Yes.
Yeah. You cross over the bridge and then you take the ramp.
Yeah.
At the light and you go down onto the. Yeah. There was a basketball right there.
Okay.
Like a deflated basketball.
From
seriously, once the snow melted, it emerged and it was there all spring. And then eventually it got cleaned up or something. And every day. That was like my marker as to like what the weather was kind of like, had been like.
At basketball?
Yeah. Because of like if it had rained, it was deflated and like concaved. So there'd be like water in it and shit. But if it snowed enough, I'd be like, oh, I can't see the basketball anymore. And like,
you got some American Beauty shit happening here.
I'm just saying. It was kind of like, yeah, I guess a little bit. But like I drove past that spot today looking for the basketball. And it, well, it's been gone for months. It's been gone for like 2 months, 2 or 3 months. And I was like, oh, yeah, like that's been gone for a while. Oh, fuck. Summer is over. I know that sounds stupid.
No.
But like that's been like my marker. That was my marker like all spring. And it was like it emerged from the snow. Mm-hmm. And then it was there when it got all like spring and rainy and shit and like would be like full of water. And then it like got hot and it just sat there all dried up. And
yeah, I'll put a basketball out there for you.
Thanks. It was like an old, like, kind of furry one.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
it might have been my basketball because I had an old furry one I lost.
There it is.
I betcha.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
I'm surprised you never noticed it because like, you live, like, right there.
I do. Never noticed it. Way to give out my geographical location to all our podcast listeners. Jesus Christ, Sean. Come on, man.
Whole lot of shit though over there.
Man, you could everybody, be anywhere. All you got to do is stop and go, hey, where's Hardon's Jay? And they're like, well, that can only be this idiot. He lives up there.
Down
the
that road.
The fucking hill is caving in. Dude, every day I come back from work and there's more of my hill gone. Every day. And every day I get more and more nervous about it.
Are you, okay, I have to, are you exaggerating at all here?
No, not at all, not at all, not at all. Every day my yard gets more and more concaved. And I finally put together what was happening with it. I drove down the road, and I looked over into the driveway of the garage that's underneath my house. And the guy just had ripped out a whole bunch of trees. So he just loosened everything up. And now now my yard is going away, and it stresses me out so much I can't handle it. But I have to just let it go. I have to let it go. I'm going to let it go.
If there's nothing you can do about it.
But what can I do? Honestly, am I going to spend $20,000 on a retaining wall?
On a retaining wall?
Absolutely not. No, I'm just going to let it go. And then, whatever. I don't know. What's the worst that happens?
What part of your hill are you talking about here?
It's in my yard.
Just like the whole yard?
Yeah, like the whole side yard. It's like sloping. There's like a tree, and it's kind of going down. It's a whole thing.
When you get the tree removed?
I don't want to get the tree removed. I like the tree.
Well,
I want to get some fill on top of it, if anything. I'm going to pay a guy... Uh-huh. A lot of money to come over and tell me exactly what I just said to you. That's what's going to happen. I got to call him tomorrow.
Exactly what?
He's going to go, the problem is that he ripped up, but he killed a whole bunch of shit down there, and now now it's sliding. And then, can I have $800, please? And, sure. And I'm going to have to pay him to tell me exactly what I know, and then I'm going to have to figure some shit out. Maybe I can plant some quick-rooting shrubbery. I don't know. I didn't sign up for this. I just wanted a house.
Yeah.
I just wanted to live in a house, you know? Like, hey, this is my house.
You sound like me a year ago.
I know. I know. I didn't sign up for it. I don't want it. I don't want it. I want to run away.
There's always a resolution. There's always a
fix. Listen to me. Look me in the eyes right now.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to kill myself.
That's not what I was getting at. Okay. And then you're going to become big.
Big Tex.
Big Tex.
Yeah. Sean, I'm happy you finally made it down to Dallas, Texas. I don't know why I ended up here. The New York State Fair is only 2 hours from home. We don't choose these things, Sean. The afterlife's a mystery.
Who's Big Tex talking to? He's always talking to some guy named Sean.
What's he talking about? He's broken.
Please don't shut me down. I finally landed where I'm supposed to be.
We talked about it. Feel like things are right. What's hilarious is this is a podcast. We're actually waving
like
our arms
big
and shit.
Waving.
Hello.
If you go back and listen to Hard On episode 195, this will make a load of sense to y'all.
You'll completely understand. He's not Texas. In Texas, he's not Texan anymore.
No. No, it's and that's like how you know timey. When all the souls cycle through him. And you'll,
right.
Yeah.
Well, every year the soul of a dead Texan gets to reincarnate inside Big Tex.
Yeah, last year it was a guy from upstate New York. Weird. Two years ago it was a guy from Pakistan. No one knew what the fuck was going on. People were very upset down here, as you can imagine.
As you can imagine.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm not saying I agree with it, but no, I'm saying I understand what they're saying.
It's just they grew up in a different time. You know what I mean?
They grew up on a farm, so they would say.
Yeah.
grew up on a farm.
Yeah. I'm not racist. My dog's racist. It's not me.
It's not me.
I think what happened was he got beaten by a black guy. I've heard that a lot. It's not me.
It's not me.
I swear to God, it's not me. I'm totally.
I rescued him.
It's just I think what happened was is a Puerto Rican guy, like maybe slapped him around a little bit. You know how they are with their dogs. Jesus. Put your shitty thoughts on that dog. Dog's looking at me like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Everybody's cool.
I'm fine, yeah.
I don't see color.
Oh, you got to
like, literally.
Literally.
I don't see color.
There it is. Name of the episode. I don't see color. It's great. I literally don't see color,
guys.
It's good.
But listen, man, it's going to be fine.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. I don't give a shit.
How's everybody else feeling about it?
Nah.
Don't care.
Everything's on me. It's my whole life is all the stress. Dude, I'm telling you, 90% of everything that here's a good example.
Okay.
This is a stupid example, but I need you to extrapolate this onto everything.
You literally just said, here's a good example.
Here's a stupid example. Yeah. So I have tinnitus. My fucking ear is fucked up from being around, I don't know, probably being around like giant concert speakers for years and shit, whatever. The fact is it's bad at night. So I need to sleep with a white noise. I need it.
Yeah.
So I got a fan. I always have a fan. If there's a fan not on, I can't sleep. It's louder. Gotcha. The silence is louder than the not silence. So over the summer, we got like this giant oscillating fan in my bedroom with a remote and shit. It's like a good fan.
Is it like a Dyson? Have you seen those things?
I think it is a Dyson.
With the hole in the middle? A bladeless fan?
No. It's not that. It's got a blade. But it's cool. Normally, I usually rock the box fan everywhere.
Right, yeah.
Right, but
Seriously, if you ever got kicked out of your house, it's like a pillow,
my
a box fan. And you're like your Xbox.
When we were on vacation, the first night, when we first got there, I turned on the air in the room and realized it wasn't one of those ones that constantly runs. And there was no fan. Like, you couldn't just flip it to fan and leave it on.
Yeah.
So your options it was either 20 degrees below zero.
Yeah. You have to set the temperature, and then it just turns itself off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that first night, I slept like 20 minutes because it would just keep turning off. They'd wake up and be like, I can't. So I went to Target and bought a little USB fan and plugged it into my laptop.
Yeah.
And like put it right on my face. And it was like,
I can't do that.
Oh, I had to.
Like,
I couldn't get it close enough to hear the noise. I can't do it either. I don't like the feeling of it on my face.
Right.
But I couldn't
get it close enough.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, my fucking, I'm just all dry. Mm-hmm. My nose is dry. But I couldn't get it close enough to my head to make the noise.
Yeah.
So I had to put it like right on the arm of the thing, like right on the table. Just like, it was, anyway.
What about the bathroom fan?
Nope.
That's a no-go?
No-go. Yeah.
I thought I retroactively solved your problem.
No. Was not good enough for me. Okay. I need a certain decibel level.
I get that.
So, fan. Okay. So a couple of nights ago, this shit happened.
Uh-huh.
I turned on the fan, and the whole thing, like the argument between me and my girlfriend, is what number it's on.
She wants a lower number.
Lower number. And I'm like, no, I will. I want the highest number, but I'll settle for. There's three numbers.
Sure.
Let's settle on two. You want one. Let's settle on two.
Yep.
It seems like a diplomatic thing to settle on.
Kieran and I literally have that conversation every night.
Do you want the high one? She wants the low one?
Opposite. I want the low one.
The low one. She wants the high one.
She wants the high one.
So I'm good with two.
Uh-huh.
Two makes sense. However, a couple nights ago, two stopped being as loud as it was.
You're convinced it wasn't. It just wasn't as loud.
Oh, 1,000%. It just wasn't. So she turns it on, and I'm like, fan's fucked up. She's like, no, it's not. It sounds fine. I'm like, I'm telling you, it's on one. It's not on one. It's on two. It's not on one. Fuck it. It just kept going back and forth. I'm just like, I'm fucking telling you. I'm telling you. So we're fucking laying there watching TV, and all of a sudden the fan kicks up, and now it's on two.
And now it's fine again.
And I look at her, and she's like, I don't know. And she just, okay. So that's how our arguments go. Like, now I don't get to win because you're just like, I don't know. And she goes, it can't be fucked up. It's a brand new fan. I don't know what to tell you. Okay. Okay.
Wow, this is amazing.
So last night.
Like, literally, I've had this exact conversation.
So it's last hilarious. Night, this same shit happens. Uh-huh. Turns on the fan. I'm like, can you put that on two? It's on two. It's not on two. It's on two. It's not on two. And she's looking at the, because now we can just, it's across the room. And we can see the lights, and like it moves from the top position to bottom. She's like, look, it's on two. And I'm like, dude, I see a fucking light in the dark. How would I? Are we arguing about what the light is? It's clearly on two. And I was like, I know what the fuck you're saying to me. Uh-huh. I know that we're talking about the. I know you think it's okay. It's the fan is broken. It's not. It's on two. I'm like, I understand, but it's not. It is, but it's not.
It is, but it's not what it should be.
Right. Yeah. Right. And she just can't get it into her fucking head. And I'm like, you know what? Okay. So I stand up and I grab all my pillows. And I go to the opposite end of the bed, and I lay with my head on the opposite end of the bed. And I'm just muttering to myself.
Sure.
And all of a sudden, through the grace of God, and I'm quiet for a minute. I'm like, go ahead. You can apologize. And I hear a little baby snore.
Yeah, she's not asleep.
Yeah, you're not asleep. You're not asleep, you motherfucker. Yeah. That's my – that. So to answer your question – what do people think about the hill falling? It's that. It's you're crazy. Everything you say is crazy until it's not
until
crazy.
Until it's not crazy. And then.
This shit happened 12 years ago. No. 15 years ago. We were in this apartment.
Uh-huh.
And we, same thing, fan, right? And the fan was spinning down really low at night. Like, really low. And it was the fall. It was this time of year. October.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like. The fan would go, and all of a sudden it would spin way down low. And I'm like, something's up. Fan's broken. All right. So I get a new fan. I plug it in. Did the same thing. I'm like, something's up. There's bad.
Something's up with the electric.
There's bad things happening. You're fucking crazy. Your anxiety is out of control. I don't hear it. You're nuts. Okay. So we're laying there one night. The TV turns off. And I'm like, hey, see that shit? That's not my head. So we call the power company. They come over,
uh-huh.
do the whole thing.
Yeah.
They're going to put a load on all the
circuits,
yeah, you know?
To see like what busts are.
Can't figure it out. What's going on? They go outside. They pull the meter off. The meter is on fire.
Literally on fire.
Literally on fire. Their water had gotten into the weather head where the power comes in and soaked the wire that goes down into the meter, and behind the place where the meter is, where it connects to the little shoe where
uh-huh.
it, like your power is connected,
yeah.
it had just started a fire, and the fire was smoldering. They took it off, and it was orange. And they're like, well, this is not okay, you know, like tagged, it's all bad, blah, 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 blah. And I looked around, and I was like, I fucking told you. I fucking died when I say.
Yeah, confirmation is the worst thing for anxiety.
It's the worst. I would rather be wrong every time.
Uh-huh.
But
it is the worst.
But there's also that little piece of like that human uh-huh. nature to say like, I told you. I fucking told you. I'm right.
Yeah. But I'd rather be wrong. It doesn't. Yeah, you'd absolutely rather be wrong. I would say, I'm sorry, you were right 1,000 times than confirm any anxiety
that I have. 1,000%. Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
No, I totally get it, man.
Yeah, it's my life. Doesn't get any better. This is my life. This is it. So we're going to have this conversation until the fucking hill falls down. Kills the guy underneath us.
I don't think it's going to kill the guy.
No, we'll see.
Like, the part where your house is isn't going to fall down.
I mean, you know, it's going to be a big mess. That's not covered with insurance. I looked into it.
You looked into it?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be covered?
Because they don't cover landslides. They don't cover land movement or earthquakes or anything like that. What are you freaking me out, dude?
Dude, homeboy just keeps walking by the door.
No, he wants to make sure we're here.
I know.
It's late. He's like
terrifying. Mm-hmm. We are here later than normal. It's 11:30 on a Friday.
Yeah, he just wants to take a nap.
we're here.
Just saying, this is not the. It's a little creepy in here. That's all I'm saying.
In this room, I feel like this room is just like the other place. In this room,
you feel safe in this room.
Yeah, and I feel safe out there. Honestly, it's when I go outside here, then I'm like, "Ooh, this room is fucking sketchy."
Well, right, yeah, because there's people lingering.
We got security here.
There's security here.
All we had over there was train guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boys, watch your back.
Watch your caboose. You never know what Mike jump on board.
Oh.
Ooh, train guy.
Hey.
So salty.
The lady in white's going to come for you, boys. Yeah, I think I said this before, but ever since we got the two cats, they're both gentlemen. And I would say 1 to 3 times a day.
Uh-huh.
I go, oh, boys. Oh, yeah. And the kid loves it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. She gets train guy. We get his train guy.
Oh, she knows train guy.
Oh, yeah.
God, she's not listening to the podcast, is she?
Yeah, but she will be soon, I'm
it's
sure.
Going to happen. Does she know you do a podcast?
Yeah. I mean, she could Google my name, and then it's over. That's it. I don't have a pseudonym. I don't have a pen name. All she has to do is Google me.
Do you want me to start calling you something different?
Yeah, yeah. I'm fucking Rip Rockwell.
This episode, Sean and Rip.
Hey, I'm Rip Rockwell. I have to change my whole person.
Hey,
persona.
Welcome to Hard On Podcast.
I'm Rip Rockwell. Rip Rockwell sounds like either like a early '90s pop music DJ or like a club promoter. Or
yeah, but either way, he's doing coke. He's been hanging out a little too long. Definitely past his prime. He was huge in the late '80s.
Still there.
Yeah, but it's like 1997, and it's like, dude.
But he still has the same vigor.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Rip Rockwell.
Yeah, no, it's literally what you and I were talking about in the car the other day.
I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, I don't know if you.
What were we talking about?
Morozic.
Oh, Morozic.
103.5 The Edge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, guy.
Yeah, guy. Yeah, that's definitely Rip Rockwell.
Right.
Rip Rockwell, like Rip Rockwell would have started at. His live remotes would have been like, I'm at the Times Union Center with Def Leppard. And then like now he's like, hey, it's Rip Rockwell coming at you from the Utica Zoo. New Arby's opening on Genesee Lane. It's Rip Rockwell, 2 for 2 here at Burger King on Route 30 in Amsterdam. Home of the Impossible Whopper. It's impossible.
It's impossible. Seriously, you try this Whopper? No meat. I say there's no meat in it, but I think it's fucking mean.
It's fucking mean. Rip, you can't. Whoa.
Oh, dude, speaking of which, last night, the Yankees clinched the American League East.
Yeah.
And I'm getting somewhere. Did you watch any of that?
Yeah.
Did you watch post-game?
I watched the immediate post game. Yeah. I didn't stick around for
a minute. You just switch over to the Yes Network because the game was on fucking like channel 15. 6. Yeah. So, or CW, yeah. Which I hate when to go back to my bitching about streaming shit. Anytime there is a baseball game, a local baseball game on a network TV station, I can't watch it streaming.
That's so stupid.
Right. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Anyway, so I switched back to the Yes Network to watch like the post game shit, watch them celebrate in the locker room and all that shit.
Jump on you.
And Yes's own Meredith Marakovich is interviewing Aaron Judge.
Uh-huh.
And just doing their thing and everything. People spraying champagne and shit. And Tyler Wade rolls up to Aaron Judge and starts pouring champagne on his head. And he's like, it's going to burn so fucking good. On live TV.
Good.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Good for him.
And, like, he looked right at him. He's just like, because the champagne's going to burn their eyes and shit. And he was like, oh, this is going to burn so fucking good.
Good.
Like, yeah.
You don't have to worry about that shit.
Good for you guys.
Yeah, definitely good for you guys.
And then he hit a 2-run home run tonight.
Did he?
So look at that. Dude's on a roll. They lost, but whatever. They
clinched.
Doesn't
matter.
Doesn't matter.
Hunter wins. They clinched. It was good. It was good to see that again.
It's been a minute.
It's 2012, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, felt good about it. As soon as that happened, I was like, all right, now I'm ready to start watching baseball.
Yeah, now that the actual playoffs have started.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the next 2 weeks, just like, who gives a shit? I mean, yeah, it'd be nice if they get home field, but the Astros are probably going
to
get it.
I'd like to see Gardner hit like four more home runs. I'd like to have.
That's so weird.
Just hit a 30 home run.
The dude's here. Like one tiny muscle.
He is. He's really angry too, and that's what I like about
him. Yeah, I think he beats his wife. But you know what?
I should say definitely. It's bad. Man, he looks like.
Especially since one of the Yankees literally just got.
Herman.
Yeah. Herman, yeah. Domingo, Sunday.
Yeah.
He apparently slapped his girlfriend in front of an MLB commissioner's official.
He's like, this is how we do this, right?
Like, this is just normal. And then he got put on temporary leave or whatever. And then
administrative leave.
Yeah, and then they told him, yeah, you're done for the year.
Yeah.
While they investigate. Dude had the second most wins in the American League.
Yep.
Are you fucking dumb? If you're willing to slap your girlfriend in public, what are you doing in private?
Probably slapping her.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if it necessarily means it gets any worse, but maybe.
Fair enough. But you get my point, though. Like,
sure.
Who knows what the possibilities are endless.
You could also say it's a different culture.
Sure, that doesn't make it okay.
But not here. But, you know, yeah. I mean,
I can understand where he would think it's not a big deal.
I don't think it's okay.
But that doesn't make it okay. Certainly.
But I think that's 100% sociological. Like, right. I've always known it not to be okay. But right. That's because I grew up here. Uh-huh. I don't know. If I was from fucking Peru or whatever, I might be like, yeah, you know, I mean, that's what you know. I asked her fucking plantains, and she fucking gave me platanos negros. I mean, that's what you do, right? You smack the shit out of her in front of your boss. That's how we do
it. Your boss's boss.
Yeah. A representative of the entire league. Like, I did it to show him I don't take any shit. That's how we do it.
I was trying to impress him.
I don't understand. I told her. My boss, honey, it's like a 50s sitcom. Like, my boss is coming over for dinner. What do you mean you burned the meatloaf? Cock! That did good, right, boss? Right, Hefe? No. No. No, sir. So to bring it back to be self-promotional for about, I don't know, a minute and a half, we shot this week.
We did. My shoes are still dirty.
Mine, too. I ruined them. I have to get new shoes.
Well, it's because you rock the suede Pumas.
I do rock suede Pumas.
That's a choice, man.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm proud of you for that.
Thank you.
But you wore them to the dustiest place I think I've ever been in my life.
They're garbage now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Like, this is the first time I've worn these sneakers actually since that day because I was like, because sometimes I wear these sneakers to work. So yeah. I'm like, yeah, they're comfortable, like, whatever. But, like, I was like, well, if they're filthy, I can't just wear them to work.
No, we were encased in dirt.
Yes.
It was everywhere.
On an active construction site.
Yeah.
So, which was perfect, because that's exactly what we wanted. It was
perfect. I was going back and looking at the other shit, like the shit that we shot.
Because we reshot this. Yeah, this is a reshoot.
And it's so much better. I mean, shit, dude, the last time, you were there, you weren't there that day, you were in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a fucking million degrees. So we shot in this parking lot. We had this great hookup. Mm-hmm. From a lady who I've actually shot there somehow, like,
yeah,
two other movies.
Well, it's a good location. I mean,
it's a great location.
It's a city parking lot that's on a side street, so you don't get bothered by anybody.
Shot inside twice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So cool hookup. Everything was great. We show up there on a Sunday morning. This is the first time. Show up there on like a Sunday morning at like 8 o'clock or something. Cameras up, everything's
great. And
it's
late September.
Yeah, it was late September, yeah.
But it was still 1,000 degrees, right?
Dude, it was a million degrees.
Yeah.
You're standing in a blacktop parking lot. We had no cover from the sun. There were bees everywhere.
Bees. Dr. Bees.
Dude, there were so many bees. And I had this giant Tupperware container full of cooked hot dogs.
Right.
That I just kept, like, every day.
Kept loading them with hot dogs.
Here we go, hot dogs. And the bees love the hot dogs. Mm-hmm. They just so these guys were just constantly,
the
like.
The lice hate the sugar.
The lice hate the sugar. So so every take, or every word of every take, they're constantly, like, taking off their hats and smacking the shit out of the bees. And it was just fucking. Lenny would get up and run out of the frame and shit. It was so hard. This is the opposite experience. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. And the last time there was, like, active construction going on. There were
guys.
There was, like, saws and guys on lifts. And it was just holy
dudes on lifts.
Dudes on lifts. This was a totally
guys being dudes.
Yeah, and dudes being guys. This was great, though.
But no, this was perfect. Of course, we left one thing behind.
The clapboard.
Yeah.
The slate.
The slate.
The marker.
Which I thought we had everything. I'm guessing it got left on a piece of equipment. I think it got left on, like, the tread of a, like, bulldozer.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only thing I can think of, because I feel like we scoured the ground and everything.
The joke throughout the whole shoot was that we would replace the top line, because we never put, like, we usually, like, what I've done in the past is I would print out the name of the movie.
Right.
And adhere it to the slate.
Yeah.
So you don't have to, like, change the top of the slate every time. Right?
Yeah, it's just there.
So it's there, and then, like, the director and the camera are there. Mm-hmm. This time we just filled it in every time.
Yeah.
And we made a game of it.
Right.
So Middletown's name of the movie, middletownmovie.com. And then we would change it to things like Diddletown,
or
McGriddletown,
right?
Things of that nature.
Yeah, Piddletown.
Right. And they would get like progressively grosser and less appropriate. Mm-hmm. This was the last day.
Mm-hmm.
It's our final shoot day.
Yeah, and it was getting more and more difficult. We were like, man, we got nothing.
What can we do? It's a wrap on everything.
Mm.
Like, we're done. Sean gets the honors of naming the board, which in retrospect, I'm super happy he did, because he went with, Millie Bobby Brown.
Yes.
Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah. Right. But Brown in parentheses, because it screwed up the rhyme, but.
Right.
So like Millie Brown.
Yeah.
Middletown.
Millie Brown. Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
Whereas I was going to do something that was like pedophilic.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the development was Scott's development.
Yeah.
So somebody would have found the slate and been like, "All right, guys, I know I said that I had no problem with you shooting here, but what's going on in the dunes back there?
This is not okay."
Boys?
Yeah.
Yeah. But luckily, we fucked up, and you did good. So.
Oh yeah, because I kept it G-rated.
You kept it G-rated, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, who the hell is Millie Bobby Brown? I bet you he Googled it and was like, oh, are they making a Stranger Things back here? I know Scott's in the picture business.
Yeah, he makes those moving pictures.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was good though. I was very happy to get it done.
Dude, we're done. Like,
we're done.
We're done with cameras. We do have to record some ADR.
Yeah.
Which we're doing a week from tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah.
So that's exciting. Everything is on the docket. And we have everybody available, too, like on top of it. So it's going to be one day of ADR.
Yeah.
Like, and that's it.
And that's it. And that's it, boss.
Yeah.
Ain't no more to it. That's the ball game, which is crazy.
It took a year. But,
I think
overall, that's not.
I think it's always going to take a year. I think the next one I'd like to get done in half the time. Because I feel like we could have got this one done early, but we'll see.
Had obstacles that we couldn't avoid.
Yeah, well, we won't have those this next time. So I think we'll turn it.
You don't know.
I do. I do know. I think we're a lean.
Hope for the best, plan for the worst.
Yes. I'll just hope for the best.
Great.
Yeah. And then when the bad stuff happens, you can deal with it.
Sounds about right.
That's it. I think that's it. This is 195.
And we are so close.
We are 5 episodes out from the big 200.
Yeah.
We should get some guests. We're gonna line some shit up.
Well, we do have a thing coming up.
Yeah, no, but in 2 months.
No.
Yeah. Oh, no. October.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's in 5 weeks.
That's in 2 weeks.
That's in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Maybe we could can that one and make it episode 200.
Maybe.
I don't know. Yeah, we're working on something.
Yeah, we have a thing for Halloween that we're planning. Yeah. So
it might totally fall apart. So
it might totally. Yeah, that's why we're not.
Totally disregard what we're saying.
But it might be a thing. And if that's not a thing, we'll do something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go trick-or-treating.
Who the fuck are you?
We're hard on podcast.com. What the fuck? Get away from me. Are
Can
you 40?
Like,
oh, yes, sir. But
yes, sir. But if you could please give me a Butterfinger.
Big fan of Kit Kats. I'll share it with my friend here.
I'm trick-or-treating for my sick kid at home.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I could totally do that.
Do a trick-or-treating?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, listen, both of our kids are sick
yeah.
at home. And I
promise. We could just say our kid is sick. You know?
Yeah. Our kid is sick.
Yeah.
Are you going to be a hateful conservative or a respectful liberal?
Yeah.
I'll remind you that we're recording this.
And don't ask me why we're not with our child. He's home, totally safe, with our sister husband.
Connor's home, safe. With our sister husband? Did you get a text from Blake, or did you? You should.
Blake doesn't have a phone.
Do you want to check in on him?
Blake doesn't watch television.
Sister husband. Now who hit the trifecta, Sean?
I see what you did there.
Yes, sir.
You want to play the thing?
Yeah, I'll play
Facebook.com/ Hard On Podcast.
Yep.
At Hard On Pod on Twitter. Whoa.
Hi, came in hot.
There it is. I wanted to talk about how the government admitted that there are UFOs, but
yes,
we missed that.
I know. They did, though. It's crazy.
Yeah, there was a whole thing about it. They
were like, that's some shit.
They were like, we don't know what this is, but they didn't call it a UFO. They call it a...
Made it different.
Air phenomenon.
Phenomenon, yeah. UAP.
And so you I'm like, what the fuck
is it? It doesn't matter. Yeah.
UAP.
Oh.
Yop.
Yop.
Yop. Hey.
Are you scared? Yop.
Just a reminder.
Yeah.
November 24th.
Hey.
Doors at 5 p.m.
That's
5:30 p.m. I apologize.
Thanksgiving week.
Thanksgiving week. The Sunday
you got
before Thanksgiving. Look, you're not doing anything.
You took the week off from work. It's
because you're smart. You planned ahead.
Yeah.
Now plan out your days that you took off.
Your boss
You can't
said,
just sit around. You're not going to be Christmas shopping yet. No. That shit starts next weekend.
Yeah, and you also don't have to prep the turkey and shit. You know what you got to do?
Yeah.
You got to take your Sunday. Uh-huh. You got to come down to Proctor's GE Theater in Schenectady.
I know where that is.
State Street.
Yep.
You got to come in for free.
For free.
And you got to watch an independent film that was made by your boys.
Yeah, that's
These
us.
These two right here.
Uh-huh.
Him and I rolling together. And you know what's even better? The double cream pie surprise is that Sean not only produced this Mamma Jamma, Sean not only was with it from day one, from draft one, but this motherfucker is in the movie all over it.
It's true.
Sexy Kyle.
I'm here and there.
Oh, my God. Just killing it for 100, 100 plus minutes. Just 2 hours of Sean. Just
I wouldn't go that far.
All over the movie. Given those eyebrows and that.
If you can get through one episode of this, you can get through the amount of me that is in that movie.
You get through an hour 48 of Middletown.
Absolutely.
Middle Brown.
Yeah, and we'll be there.
Little Brown. Yeah, so we will be there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be there. We will. I can't promise you a speech. I can promise you some awkward comments at the beginning of the movie, followed by Sean taking the lead, and then me sitting with my hood up for the rest of the time.
Yeah, just ducking out periodically.
Ducking out periodically, and then by the time the movie's over, you'll be like, he's way drunker than he was at the beginning of the movie.
It's true.
And it's because I'll be hiding in the green room.
It's literally what happened.
Sucking
the
back
last
on
two times.
Sold cough medicine. Yeah.
So yeah, that's November.
November 24th,
5:30 p.m.
Yes.
Show starts at 6.
Yep.
We get there on time. Don't be the asshole that tries to come in late. Just because it's free doesn't mean you have to be a dick about
it. I'm going
to
tell you something right now, and I'm not just saying this. You don't want to miss the first 2 minutes of the movie sets up the rest of the movie.
Yeah, you should know what's up.
It really sets the entire tone. Like
that's a fact.
Yeah. So you want to be there. Don't walk in late. You have about 45 seconds from the lights going down. Otherwise, you're going to be lost. Don't be lost. Don't be a loser.
No. You'll know where you're going to be. You're going to be in Middletown.
In Middletown, New York. In Middletown, Connecticut. In Middletown, New Hampshire. In
Rhode Island. Pennsylvania.
In Middletown, Virginia.
Delaware.
In Middletown, Ohio. Who knows?
Illinois.
Fact is that maybe
Michigan.
We might show the exit down in New York State Thruway for Middletown. But
who knows? There are plenty of Middletowns.
Lots of Middletowns. Hella Middletowns.
Yeah. On the West Coast, too.
Oh, my God. I can't wait for the West Coast. Yeah, more about that later. Sean, I'm going to ask you this week. Did you get accomplished what you wanted to get accomplished?
No, I wanted to talk about the UFOs.
Okay, well, we'll have time for that.
But I did, in a way. We brought it up.
You feel good?
We talked about big tech, so that was cool.
We did. We went on it, yeah. Sean, most importantly, did you finish? No. Was it good?
Wait. Yes.